Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Didn't mean to create any consternation among the tier ones with my tease of the big show announcement.
Great.
Let me just
tease.
Say,
you held them through the whole
I know, and now I'm going to hold them for another 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I will tell everybody, it's not bad news.
No, it's
we're not
news.
Going away. It's only positive. It's fully optional as well.
We did not re-up either, though.
Don't worry about anything with this
announcement. Well, I mean, it is the last year of our deal.
No, I'm trying to ease stresses around the holiday
and
season.
And Woods is trying to increase our bosses.
It's nothing to stress about.
I mean,
our bosses already know this announcement. This is not.
No, they know this
they
one.
They know this
Do
one.
They know that 26 is the last year of our contract?
I don't know about that.
This announcement,
they're well aware of.
Okay. Because you said we're not going anywhere.
I
said, well, we may be after next year.
Oh. We may be going somewhere after our announcement. ..
Oh, yes.
That's your only hint that I'm giving you until 9:30 when we let you know. First, though, to start our 9 o'clock hour, last time this week, we have a biggest fan name for you. If you hear your name called, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize, Night in the Odyssey Suite at a Padres game at Petco Park next season for you and 20 friends, the entire fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine.
Klug has not said one word today. He hasn't really texted us. He's in the chat, and he just sends the eye roll emoji. He hates this time of life when Ben and Woods contract every 3 years. It just makes him insane.
Because a three-year contract, we start getting the wheels moving about a year and a half in.
Like,
we're on the back half of this.
We're on the usually.
And right now?
We haven't. Nobody's approached us with any sort of offer or anything, so we're in the same boat as AJ Preller, right? In a lame duck morning show.
Yeah.
In fact, I think our contracts are concurrent with AJ Preller's, right?
Can you get our best effort on a one-year deal? Are you going to get our best effort every day knowing, hey, man, the axe could fall at the end of
Isn't
next year?
Isn't the idea, though, that you do get the best effort from a guy who knows they're going to be a free agent?
Yeah.
You're going to get the absolute best.
Moneyball, a one-year contract is the same thing to a manager as it does to a player. There's not a lot of trust there.
There's not a lot of trust there.
I think it fits for radio hosts as well.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But maybe we want to gamble on ourselves, as some guys do. Take the one-year deal and hit free agency.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
All right, anyway, before we do anything else, time for the biggest fan announcement. Today's biggest fan is Ashley Garcia Sandoval from San Diego. Ashley, you've got 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973. Everybody else, you can still enter your name at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. All right, let's get to a Rindle report here before everything else we got to do this hour.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
We're having some issues. Our YouTube stream seems to have frozen. We have it on one of the TV monitors in the studio. Woods looks vaguely, we're all frozen in place in time. One snapshot moment of Ben and Woods. Paul's just sitting.
Oh, they said that the radio's not good either.
Paul's just sitting.
It's like
with
our whole internet just went out. I don't know if we're going out over the air or anything right now.
They said radio is choppy as well. Is the audio tripping for anyone else? The stream is crashing out. It's bad on terrestrial Android stream. Awesome. All right. Well,
the lights are still on in our building. We do have the lights on in our building.
Should we continue or do we? I want to make sure.
Can anybody hear us right now?
Because I don't want to burn this beautiful Rindle report if nobody can hear it.
My phone lines are completely out.
I don't think we have internet. Like anywhere.
Crashing out.
Huh. Are we on the air? Well, you guys talk and I'll call somebody?
Yeah, why don't you do that? You call someone.
Hello.
Well, anyway, we can always get back to it if we need to, but the stream where it froze.
They said it's not on Odyssey. Oh, no.
I mean, some people must be listening. Paul looks normal. He's just got his headphone and his hat on with his microphone. Woods, you look vaguely
annoyed.
Yeah. You just kind of, you're looking off to the side.
At you?
I am frozen in the worst possible, I don't know, maybe not worst possible, but right with my eyes closed, my mouth puckered for some reason.
Yeah.
I look like I have my nose up, like I'm smelling something vaguely distasteful. And it really is not where you'd want to be frozen in a picture. Pretty bad.
Can anyone hear us?
I called an engineer. They did not answer. They sent me to voicemail, which means they're working on something, which does not give me a whole lot of confidence.
Try this. If anybody has our phone numbers and are hearing us right now, text us and let us know, because we're not getting your emails, we're not getting your messages, we're not getting anything. I have no idea.
Everything was fine until Adam got in the chat. Static on the radio. Great. Broken.
I can't even text. My texts aren't going through.
All right, David said the Odyssey app is streaming strong. All right. For all
so
you Odyssey
people, appers, congratulations.
Nope,
we're still on the air.
Hear.
No,
nobody
you can't. No one's hearing us. Did you can't even text the engineer? Go out and leave the building or leave the room.
Can we
and
turn
find
something?
Someone.
Can we turn?
Spaz,
what about the biggest fan? Do we
Spaz
give her?
Says I can hear you on Odyssey.
Mike is looking into the connection. Keep doing the show. Are right. we okay. even Keep going doing... out over the air? Oh. I don't know.
All right, here we go.
Rindle report.
Rindle report.
What do we have for the nine people who are left that are listening to
Fantastic
us?
Fantastic work, fellas.
Yeah, we'll get right into that. I don't even, where was I starting? I don't know.
We can just play Randy Newman songs.
Sorry, this like threw everything for a loop here. I was going to start off. Can hear you guys on the Odyssey app, but not over the air. I'm
We're
a little bit more
app.
Concerned about not us not being out over the air right now than a Rindle report. I was going to say the Savannah Bananas are getting dragged.
Good reason.
For a social media post that they put out recently. I was going to show you guys some visual aids, but I cannot get that to work with the internet being down. But basically, an Instagram post went out from the Bananas with a player featured, and it said, "Thank you, Woodsy."
Yeah.
And it said your years of service, their years of service for the Bananas. And there were like seven or eight players. And then they announced the draft results, the new roster for the next upcoming season of Banana Ball.
Right.
And you look through the comments and people are like, "Ugh, this is how everybody found out." Because one guy goes, "So wait, am I not on the team anymore?"
Oh,
because
my
he
gosh.
Was featured in the Instagram post. And I'm like, that's really how they handled that, huh? Like, can you imagine checking your phone at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon? You open up Instagram, 97.3. Thank you for your service, Woodsy. Thanks for the contributions, Ben.
Yeah, you'd like to
thank
be
you,
told
Paul.
Personally before it's made public on social media. Although that is a danger when you work in a, you know, pro sports business like that, that Adam Schefter or some insider gets the news before you've actually
Adam
been told the
Schefter.
News.
This is from the Savannah
from
Bananas
them
account.
That's
yeah.
true.
Did some intern send it out too
prematurely?
Quickly.
Yeah. Scheduled post went out a little early.
Ooh. These guys that were on the team were like, "Oh, I didn't know I got Did I get cut?" because they had to make room. You know, they do things differently over in Banana Land, as we know.
I thought they were adding a bunch of teams players.
They're adding players.
How bad must you be to get cut at this time? Like, we're adding 70 players, but we're cutting you.
That's weird. Yeah, that's very, very odd. And so are they getting crushed online for this?
Yeah, it was not going very well for them.
What was that?
That was me checking. That's what everyone's hearing in their cars right now.
Oh, that's so cool.
I just was able to...
Our engineer says there's a major network issue affecting everyone. They're working on it.
Keep doing the show as normal. Kind of hard to do that when nothing but static's going out over the air.
This is where you have to summon your professionalism.
Imagine teasing a major show announcement.
And then the whole station craps out.
Not the ideal. I'm not saying it's the best case scenario.
I don't know what to do right now.
Keep going. Rhino Report. More.
There was Thursday Night Football yesterday. We haven't really gotten to it yet.
This is a perfect time to talk about that Thursday Night Football game.
I think I said ideal. I said it to you guys this morning. It's got to be frustrating to be a fan of the Buffalo Bills.
Correct.
You're constantly on the verge of just being a great team. Like, they have all the pieces in place, I think, that they need. Now, the perfect storm hits. The Kansas City Chiefs, who have been your arch nemesis, they're having a very mediocre season. You're like, this is our chance. Now is our time.
Opportunity is knocking for the Buffalo Bills.
And
the Indianapolis Colts walked right through their door.
Right. And it's just like, here we go again. I mean, you know, they're still a winning record. They're still probably going to make the playoffs, but they just don't
feel like a complete team.
Yeah.
The defense is very shaky.
It's porous.
I mean, Houston's defense seemed to be able to get to Josh Allen at will late in the game.
Credit to them, too.
It was close. And I warned you that Houston's got a really good defense, and they've won their first two games with Davis Mills. Make it three in a row now.
Davis Mills, by the way.
Sounds like a made-up name for a quarterback.
It does.
Davis Mills is a fictional quarterback name. But, you know, he's real, and he's 3-0, and they have a winning record now. And Houston's not a bad team at all. And on a short week, on a Thursday night, having to travel on the road, that was always a trap game at the very best for the Buffalo Bills. At the worst, it's a game they probably should have lost and never should have been favored by
six
a touchdown
and a half,
to win.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Third story?
Can't find the details on the third story
because it's all online.
Everything
the internet
is saved. I don't have the details on it. I can tell you guys the story, though. Stuart Scott has a documentary coming out that was announced yesterday from ESPN, a 30 for 30, coming out early in December. I want to say December 8th is what I thought I saw, but because I can't pull it up right now,
fair enough.
I cannot tell you. I listened to the trailer. I was going to play that for you as well. If you grew up, like I did at least, watching Stuart Scott every night on ESPN, I think when he passed, that was the first time in my life as a young adult at that point where I felt like a stranger passing, I lost a relative.
Of course.
I felt like I grew up with him each night talking sports.
Well, so young too, man. That was the thing. He didn't get this ride off into the sunset moment that so many of those guys do get. He deserved the opportunity for us to get on the air one day and say, Stewart's got to go. He's lost his fastball. You know what I mean? Like, he deserved that opportunity. And he never got it. Cut tragically short his life. And one of the best in the business. One of the most entertaining. And all the stories you hear about him from his ex-colleagues, through the roof as a human being. Just through the roof. You never heard a bad word about him.
How incredible must it feel to know that you coined, like, pretty much several phrases that people just use in everyday life.
I mean, you've coined literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of phrases.
Unintentionally, though. He did it intentionally.
Loose cannabis.
See, that's all unintentional comedy.
Hot beef.
When Stuart Scott
said cannabis.
When Stuart Scott first said, as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Yeah, everybody. He didn't coin that.
He did.
No, I think
he was the first.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think that was...
I don't think so.
He just used it in sports
lexicon
for the first time, maybe?
Yeah, he brought it to the mainstream.
Okay.
But I
hadn't heard it before he said it.
I'm fairly certain that existed before. But no, I mean, I'll put you up against Stuart Scott for coining things any day of the week. Any day.
Again, unintentionally.
But still.
Pauly, thank you.
Pauly's very welcome.
Pauly is firmly.
Can you even firmly send us to a commercial break at this point?
He's firmly entrenched in the chamber.
Don't know.
I'm sorry for the technical difficulties.
Our YouTube stream is like still going because I haven't been able to log in to stop it.
This is awful. All right.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Staples, you're really getting a good one here. Have an easy holiday only at Staples. Save on custom cards and custom wrapping paper. Great gifts, plus shipping, supplies, and services to get your packages there safely. Don't miss out on the latest laptops up to 45% off Staples. That was easy. All right, we'll take a quick or maybe long time out and try to figure out what's going wrong. Get it back to where it's right enough that we can at least finish out this show. Coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm telling whoever's left, Prize Picks. Get this weekend set up with Prize Picks online. Download the app and start playing daily fantasy with tens of millions of users who have won just tens of millions of dollars in Prize Picks. You can actually win money by watching sports on television. Doesn't that sound pretty fun? It is. I've been playing for a couple of years, setting lineups. I don't play every day. I'll set maybe a lineup or two a week, just games that I'm watching. But some people like to set two or three lineups a day and keep track of them. You know, if you're really into fantasy, that's the way to do it with Prize Picks. You can set a new fantasy lineup every single day with 2 to 6 players, and you're just picking more or less on the stat projections. The more you pick, the more you can win. Very straightforward. You're not calculating anything. They make it easy with their payout multipliers, whether it's just a simple like 3 times or as many as 2,000 times your money. Prize Picks makes it very easy to understand how much I can win when I play. When you download the app, use the code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup at Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, tell your friends, tell your family, get to the Odyssey app. You're probably listening on the Odyssey app right now because that's the only place that apparently we are consistently available at the moment. According to our engineers, had a bit of a network outage, which has affected our YouTube stream and our on-air signal, which I've heard is staticky, choppy, sometimes non-existent. So get to the Odyssey app online, and you should be able to hear the rest of the program going until 10 o'clock this morning. I want to speak directly to our biggest fan, Ashley. If she's trying to call because our phone lines are down, we'll take Ashley Garcia Sandoval.
Yeah.
If you heard your name, but then you couldn't call in because everything went down, Pauly will reach out, make sure you get that opportunity to qualify for our grand prize. With that being said, let's continue on. Business as usual, which means...
It's very weird. This is very weird.
At 9:23 on a Friday.
I've gotten so used to looking at the YouTube feed.
That's what I was talking about.
So we actually used to do radio this way.
Yeah. We really did.
And people actually used to do radio without a computer in front of them, which is insane to me.
Like, when was the last time we did any radio, over-the-air radio, without like a camera on and in front of us just doing the old radio?
You didn't have Twitter to start. When I started radio, there was no Twitter.
I can give the double bird finger.
Yes.
I can show you if I wanted to.
Please don't.
If I wanted to.
Nobody knows if we're lying or not.
Right, exactly. Theater of the mind.
The old theater of the mind is back.
But you know, and when Twitter at least was invented,
people could put your shirt back on.
We should have staged a fight.
People could instantly react and you could see in real time. Now our YouTube stream does it even faster than Twitter does. But right now, we have no way to get any feedback. We are like creatures of feedback. We need the feedback. We crave the feedback constantly.
Yes.
But you can do this. You can do this job without it.
This is like analog.
And you want to get to the super sexy Saturday Stinkfist schedule?
This is unbelievable. I just can't get over this.
Well,
I
mean, we have a huge announcement.
We teased a major announcement. And we're not even, if you can hear us still, I don't know. Like, we have an actual announcement that has been planned for today. And
we were so excited to talk about it. And you guys are going to be excited.
I don't feel right doing that anymore.
Might have to hold it off until Monday.
Long tease.
God.
College football weekend. Your best lineup for tomorrow's games. And it's not a marquee weekend necessarily, but there are some essential elimination games for teams fighting for a spot in the college football playoffs.
Starting with the 9 a.m. game, number 22, Missouri, visiting number 8, Oklahoma.
ABC. Missouri's pretty much already played their way out of it, but Oklahoma at number 8, pretty big game for them. If they lose at home to Missouri, that probably knocks them out of college football playoff contention. They already have 2 losses in the SEC, so they're not making the SEC champion. 12:30, probably the biggest game of the day in the Big Ten. Number 15, USC.
It's 15.
Number 15, USC at number 7, Oregon on CBS. The former Pac-12 teams meeting, and this one truly is probably for the inside track at that third Big Ten slot in the behind Ohio State and Indiana into the college football playoff. So that is an enormous game in Eugene.
It will never reconcile in my head.
That they're in the Big Ten?
Never. You said it, and I go, he's wrong. But you're not. You're not wrong. You're actually right.
It is a big one. You got to like Oregon at home. Obviously, they're favored in that game. College Game Day is going back to Eugene for a second time this season. They rarely do that, but it was clearly the game of the day, so they're going back to Autzen Stadium. That's the 12:30 game on CBS. And then 5 o'clock on Fox, number 11, BYU, visiting Cincinnati. And BYU at number 11,
This is a
game with no positives, but only negatives for BYU.
Yeah, only
bad things. Very losable on the road at Cincinnati, but you got to win as they try to get to the Big 12 championship game. Cincinnati actually can move into second place in the Big 12, at least a tie for second place if they win. So that's a pretty big game there. And then, of course, later in the evening, it's San Diego State against San Jose State at 7:30 p.m. on FS1 to wrap up the night from Snapdragon Stadium, which is going to probably be still pretty wet on the field. I know Mike Yvarez addressed the field issue yesterday because they got 2 days to get it right between the San Diego State game and the SDFC playoff game on Monday. He says the grounds crew, well, they got a lot of work to do. After the game on Saturday, they're pretty much going to work night and day to get that field in shape for Monday night's playoff game, because SDFC wants that field smooth and fast and firm. And, you know, if it gets torn up by 2 teams running the ball for 3 hours on Saturday night, it's not the greatest thing for SDFC.
No, it's not. And the weather, certainly. I don't know what the forecast is beyond. I know it's supposed to rain more today. Then I think it stops, but I'm not sure if it picks up again next week.
It might pick up again on Monday. They talked about the rain. I think Amal Pellegrino said he used to play for a team where it rained 350 days in the year.
Oh, my God.
He played north of the Arctic Circle. So in the winter, there was never any light. Even a day game like at noon was under the
pitch
lights.
Pitch black under the lights.
Pitch black because they were playing so north.
God.
They said, I don't care about the rain. This is perfect no matter what. It's way better than where it used to be. So that's the Saturday schedule for you. The other big college football story we haven't really talked about is the Lane Kiffin drama. And the reports that he denied that Ole Miss gave him an ultimatum, like, hey, if you're going to go to LSU or Florida or whatever, let us know so we can move on with our life. And he denied. He said no.
It's
he
like a couple that's been dating for like 7 years.
An ultimatum. And I believe Lane Kiffin because
I think he would tell you.
Well, and I also think what power does Ole Miss have here? Like, you have to tell us what you're going to do. And Lane Kiffin says, "Well, I haven't decided. What are they going to do? Fire him?
Right.
He's coaching his butt off. He has Ole Miss, you know, heading potentially to host a college football playoff game. If he says he needs more time, what are you going to do if you're Ole Miss?
Like, No.
You know what? You didn't give us a decision. You're out.
He's like, I'm literally under contract.
They will do anything to keep him at this point. So they're not going to threaten, like, termination if he doesn't make a decision soon. Wow. They have no leverage. And he has all the leverage. They have no leverage.
He is one of the most wanted men in college football for sure.
And you know what? I've seen the arguments that he definitely has to go. Strike while the iron is hot. You move up to a program like an LSU that's, you know, maybe
a lot more money.
Maybe a huge once or maybe at most twice in a lifetime opportunity, more money. The other is quality of life. I mean, you're the king of the castle at Ole Miss. You don't have to answer to the governor and the athletic director and everybody in Louisiana that's, God, you know, sticking their fingers into the coaching hire pie. Oh. At Ole Miss, it's Lane Kiffin's show, and you could probably stay there the rest of your college coaching career if you wanted to, if you're Lane Kiffin, and just be big man in Hattiesburg and run the program the way you want and still make plenty of money. It's not like he's coaching for, you know, $12 an hour at Ole Miss. He's making a good contract. Could he make more? Yes. Will LSU have more resources for recruiting? Yes. Do you really want the headache, though, of coaching at LSU? And I'd imagine that's what Lane Kiffin has been going back and forth, maybe making lists, pros and cons lists, about what he wants to do here at the end of the season.
I mean, look, man, the pros, you always know what their first pro is. It's going to be cash. Cash is king. And he's making good money now, but he could make probably double what he's making, if not more, at LSU. With,
correct,
again, more resources. But the pressure is certainly greater. You saw that from Brian Kelly. Did not perform well as the head football coach there. You know, the good news is that the bar is fairly, well, it's not low at LSU. They expect to win a national championship, but, you know, Brian Kelly didn't get the job done. So you're going to get, you'll get a little bit of time
honeymoon.
To get this thing. Yeah, you get a little honeymoon there for Lane Kiffin, but his redemption arc is an interesting story in college football to me.
Couple of them. Steve Sarkisian's redemption arc, Lane Kiffin's redemption arc.
I saw, too, Desmond Howard came out the other day. He goes, hey, by the way, don't be surprised if that Texas job is available, which I thought was kind of a bombshell.
And Sark denied it.
Did
he says, I'm not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere.
Desmond has suggested there might be that mutual parting of the ways. Like,
you don't really want to work here
anymore.
You
don't really want to work here. Okay, I guess I don't.
Yes, I don't.
But it's not as though, you know, there are, Texas is one of the
premier
five top jobs in America.
No question.
I mean, where would you be going if you were
correct?
Sorry?
NFL, maybe?
I maybe, but I doubt that that's true.
It's just, it's crazy, man. You know, 7-3 right now for Texas is not at all what they expected this year. Not even close.
No, not with Arch Manning at quarterback.
Nope.
But he wasn't. You kind of painted yourself into a corner.
You did.
If he was named, you know, Arch Smith, and he didn't look great in camp, then you just bench him. And I'm sure they have three other recruits who are five-star quarterbacks
ready
that they could have gone to. But because his name is Arch Manning, you can't really not play him.
Well, it's crazy because
you had to give him the opportunity.
It's crazy because this is his first year as a starter, too. And, you know, it just goes to show you the nature of sports now. Oh, you didn't get it done. Like, and he, what is he going to do? Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? Is the kids that are under him, those five-star recruits you mentioned, are they going to stick around Texas? Are they going to go if they think they're going to give Arch another shot? Usually back in the day, it was, hey, we got Arch Manning. We're going to have him for at least 3 years, 4 years to earn this position. And yeah, we'll probably win a national title or two under him. It's not the case. It's like, you got to win now.
We will take a quick timeout. Maybe we'll fix our stream and everything, but they're still working on it. But hopefully you're hearing us on the Odyssey app right now. I'm told that
there's a major outage I've been able to figure out.
Of what?
Like AWS, Amazon Web Service, Cloudflare. There's just a bunch of these big networks that power so much more than you actually think. It's out.
All right.
So some people are not affected at all. Others are like us and can't really open or do anything.
So can we say anything we want on the radio?
I don't know. I see,
no.
Like, I think we're
on the air.
We're coming in like staticky. Yeah,
we're kind of on the air.
You can hear
and kind of not
sounds
on
like
air.
Death, dude.
It sounds really bad.
But you can't just curse or anything because it's still going out.
Poo poo pee pee.
My wife just said the Odyssey app just went down. I don't know if that's our Wi-Fi. If it's the whole thing.
We'll talk to you guys Monday. We love you.
Have a good one. We'll come back. Wrap things up. Get to 10 o'clock at least. Well, at least we don't have 4 hours coming up like Braden.
Yeah,
that really would suck right now.
Adam, goes, can you hear us? Can
number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi.
Maybe.
Nobody. Final segment of Ben and Woods. We're not sure if anyone's hearing us at this point. All of our network is down. Many networks are down. If you are hearing us, consider yourself one of the privileged few right now that actually hear the sound of our voice.
This is ultra exclusive.
I've watched too much TV over the last week or two.
Yeah,
because my first thought is this is how it ends.
We're under attack.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Oh, no.
Take out the major broadcast systems.
Maybe it just got wet. I don't know.
Save that if you can.
Yeah, right.
Can't save anything.
Please try to save that.
I do think this is a good time. We can't play traffic, I assume.
We can try.
You got it?
No, it's an hour old.
Oh, yeah.
So.
We don't have new traffic. I would assume this would be a good time.
Things Ben likes.
To talk about. We can't play that, I would think.
No? Can't play anything off the board?
No.
Yeah. So.
Really?
This is a time to discuss our reliance on technology and how we are completely and utterly helpless without the things that we have come accustomed to over the last couple of decades. Internet, social media, all the things that now make it. I mean, it's amazing because, you know, if we were doing this show 30 years ago, as you said earlier, Woods. We'd probably have a legal pad in front of us with some notes on what we were going to do. We write down some statistics or whatever we're discussing.
Have the UT in
Everything
front of us.
Everything right now, though, is all I have it all on an email somewhere. It's all digital. It's all on my computer. So I have nothing in front of me other than the rundown Pauly printed out.
Yeah, which runs on a network.
Earlier
it's a
today.
It's a Google Drive. Yeah.
Can you tell me your best story? What is your best? What the?
Oh. Wait, no, that just came back.
This is me. I wish I could make it so that you guys aren't affected. Oh.
Oh, no, I can hear you a little. Why don't you have your headphones on?
Maybe we're coming back?
The air feed, but it sounds like we're coming back a little bit.
Sucks so bad.
Yeah, this is rough. This is rough.
Is that you clicking over?
Yeah, so in our headphones, I can control how it comes out for all three of us. I wish I was only able to do it for my computer just so I can test it, but yes, this is what it normally should sound like with us in program mode. I can switch it so it's 7 seconds, 8 seconds delayed,
okay.
And I can switch it over. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, it sounds like we're on the air. So okay. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
To Ben and Woods.
Here. Anyway, we were just discussing the merits of the 4-3 defense, and if you missed it, I don't know what to tell you. We can certainly bring it back.
It was insightful. It was incredible.
Yeah, he likes 4-3. I like 3-4. Let's call the whole thing off. Okay?
No, you actually were threatening to make me try to tell my best story.
Yeah, I said, give me your
totally
best
story. Which totally stressed me out when you said that. Like, I'm not like you.
What do you mean?
I can't generate a story.
It's not generated. It's from your own mind.
Even from my own mind. Isn't everybody else more like me than Woods? Can you just rattle off a story?
Sure.
I know you can.
Oh.
I'm talking to everybody else
out there. You know what I should get you for Christmas then? A couple of Toastmaster sessions.
Oh, I can speak.
I know. Have you been to Toastmasters?
I have not been to Toastmasters.
I had to go give a speech at Toastmasters. Now, I didn't take the Toast. I've never taken any professional broadcast. I just winged this mic for 15 years.
We know.
15 years. Just faking it till I make it. And they're like, hey, would you come in and do a thing? I'm like, me? And they're like, yeah, you know, professional broadcaster. I'm like, sure. I go in there and I'm sitting on the desk, like my legs dangling. I'm like,
that's terrifying.
I had a blast. I had a blast doing it, but like, what am I going to
tell
these?
You probably didn't do it right, though.
They probably did it. They probably were like, all right, thanks, Bob.
They teach, like, here's how you're supposed to be a professional speaker
Correct.
In front of other people. And it's not the way that Woods does it.
No, I don't do it that way.
I like the way you do it.
Yeah, I like the way I do it.
Quick time out. I'm just going to switch back over so we can test it.
See if we can hear.
Yeah. It's coming in.
We're coming in.
A little bit.
Live and on the air. Live and local here on 97.3 The Fan.
Skippy. Sounds like death. It's really bad.
No.
That's why we're not doing our big announcement. We're going to just hold it until Monday.
We did not do this.
Adams is loud and clear on the app and radio. He just ran down to his car. But he's the only one that's said at any point that you guys are sounding good.
We keep checking. And
every time we check, there's
nothing. I can't get anything on my computer or anything. Like, I can't even get people saying I can hear you loud and clear or anything. It's Adam's the only one.
I had a bunch of people that said the app died, and then it came back, and then it died. So I don't know. In and out on the radio, the more I listen. Yeah, Adam's listening for 2 seconds. He goes, oh, it's back. I'm like, listen for 4 seconds.
I'm glad it's Friday and not Monday, and thinking this is going to be an entire week-long issue.
The Padres did release a statement. Did you guys see this? We can talk about it real quick if you want.
How did you get a statement from the Padres?
Somebody texted it to me.
Okay.
And somebody thought, is this your big announcement? I said, no, this is not. It's not our big announcement. It says Padres.tv is the...
Oh, like, they put out a how to watch.
Well, so it says this. Dear Padres fans, you may have seen the news this week about MLB reaching a new agreement with ESPN related to MLB TV. We wanted to let you know there are no changes to Padres TV for the 2026 season. You will continue to have the same great access to watch Padres baseball with Don and Mudd in the booth. Or no, Don and Mudd both in and out of market in 2026 through the Padres.tv streaming service. No additional service purchase will be required to enjoy Padres.tv next season. As always, Padres games will also be available via linear cable and satellite distributors, as well as over-the-air telecasts for select games in 2026. Thank you for your continued support of Padres baseball. And just a reminder, you can hear every game right here on 97.3 The Fan as well. And Twitter just jumped back on for me.
Okay. So ultimately, it's what we said yesterday. Nothing has changed for how you're going to watch the Padres in 2026, other than you may have an additional ESPN app option as well, in addition to every other option you had last season.
Okay, YouTube's down. Now the Odyssey app works.
I'm not even trying anymore.
We need something to have that we could play. You know when Sammy has to go into like rain delay radio?
Oh yeah.
That's my nightmare. I'd have 15 hours of stuff.
Well, we'd be like, all right, let's go back to this interview. Best of hours the other week. So Paulie still probably has them somewhere. Of course, they're probably in his computer.
Yeah, they are.
Which been unable to access any of that.
No, it's just, you nailed it. We are reliant on technology. Like, I don't know. But anyway, tell me your best story. Come on.
I can't do that.
Well, why not?
I just told you. I can't. It stresses me out to even think about having to generate a great story without like planning it in advance.
Like, how long would it take you to come up with one?
Like 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
All right, for the Christmas extravaganza.
Hone it down to your best
story.
Your best story.
I can probably do that. But I want it to be new. I want it to be something.
Yeah, something fresh we haven't heard.
Something fresh you haven't heard. So I've got to rack my brain about things that we haven't discussed, which I'm sure there are some stories.
Some skeletons in your closet. That's what I want.
It's got to have some tension.
Yes.
It's got to have some buildup.
It needs to be titillating.
And it has to have an amazing denouement.
A what?
A conclusion. A denouement.
Why do you do this?
Good word.
You were an English major. You
I've
know what a denouement is.
I've never heard of that.
It's not fancy. It's literary.
It's French, isn't it?
It's French.
What does it mean?
It's the conclusion.
Just call it the conclusion. It don't sound like an a-hole when you said denouement.
It has more of a flourish to it, a denouement. You know, you were an English major.
I've never heard of it. I swear to God.
How could you have been an English major and not heard the word denouement?
I got it.
I learned that in like ninth grade.
How do you spell it?
D-E-N-E-U...
Look it up on your internet.
E-M-E-N-T or something?
Can't even find it.
Denouement, definition. The final part of a play, movie, or narrative in which the strands of the plot are drawn together and matters are explained or resolved. D-E-N-O-U-E-M-E-N-T.
I think I just denouement. Learned, I think I just learned it was called the conclusion or, you know, the end.
Yeah, but it's all about the plot threads coming together. You know, in a, like that's what you want in the story that you're asking
for.
For
sure, a denouement. I learn something new on this show every day.
It's
so
important.
I would like to have that. If you could,
I know,
if you,
exactly.
If you could dig through the recesses of, you know, something funny or titillating or scary, sexy, then sexy holiday story. Hey, we got stuff back. I feel like we're firing on all cylinders right now.
I do have some internet back.
That
I
was
have...
a crap hour of radio.
I still can't do anything.
Look at this. First tweet that I see. Field Yates. The Bengals have until 4 o'clock Eastern on Saturday to activate Joe Burrow.
Wow.
To the 53-man roster. He may start on Sunday.
I'm back in the feet in the stream, too.
We would have never known that.
No, you're
not.
No? Stream's been over for 40 minutes.
Oh, you turned the stream off?
Yeah.
All right.
I can't. I mean, I had to log in on my phone.
I think everything's working again.
I got nothing over here.
Okay.
Google down. ESPN's down.
What's on your agenda this weekend?
This weekend, we have the Leucadia Beach cleanup tomorrow, the 101 cleanup tomorrow morning.
In this?
Well, hopefully it's going to be a little bit better tomorrow morning. You go and walk up and down the highway picking up trash.
I know what a
cleanup is.
I know what a cleanup is.
Do you know why they call it a beach cleanup?
Did I Ben Slim a cleanup? No, my wife puts it together every year, and she even gets those little grabbers so you don't have to grab it with your hands, and you can put it in a bucket. And then
it's a grabber, it's like those plastic.
You squeeze
what
the
is the name of those things?
Tongs. Like
no,
hand tongs.
No, like they're longer.
The grabber.
It's just a grabber?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
It's got the trigger, like it, and, yeah. then squeeze it, and you pick it up off the ground.
Yeah, yep.
Like a road
and
crew.
And then put it
have.
In what we call a garbage bag.
Yes.
And then you take it
or
to
a bucket of some sort.
You take it and.
And then we go back and put it into a larger, like, trash bin at the end.
Yes.
And presumably someone comes
and takes, presumably.
Hauls it away.
Okay.
And at the end, your community is cleaner than it was when you started. That's,
yeah, we did
that's
it.
A cleanup.
We did. I took the kids out the day after Halloween because your neighborhood just gets thrashed. And I mean thrashed. Little kids, you know, getting high off their own supply as they walk down the street. They eat a Charleston chew. Guess where the wrapper goes? On the ground. And they drink a bottle of water. Guess where the bottle goes? On the ground. The teenagers were smashing pumpkins in the street. So I took the kids, and we have a grabber and a bag. And I was like, we're going to go clean up the neighbor. This is our hood. Like, let's go clean it up. And it was nice to see.
It's nice to do it without an orange jumpsuit on, right?
It was, for once. But it was nice to see. It wasn't only my. There were so many families out there with their little kids out. Making them clean
and
up
then
the neighborhood.
I have a haircut because I'm
you
overdue.
Are desperate
I am
for
desperately
work.
In need of one. I got
desperate.
An appointment tomorrow.
You look like a hippie. That's the
I'm
longest I've ever seen
my
your
car
hair.
Is finally ready. I am going to pick that up and turn in my loaner tomorrow as well. And then if the weather gods permit, I have some golf at the Goat on tomorrow afternoon, but
doesn't look great.
I'm not overly optimistic at the moment.
No, it doesn't look great. It is really, this has killed the golf industry this week. It has been terrible.
Sloppy at the very best.
Saw a couple dudes grinding yesterday, 4:30 p.m., was driving home.
Going to be getting dark.
They were on 15 at Encinitas Ranch, and I laughed. I go, dude, I wanted to roll to the thing. You're screwed. There's no way. You have no chance at finishing. They were approaching the green on 15. I go, you're done. There's just no way you're getting through 18 here without being in the absolute pitch black. I was supposed to be playing today at 11, and they canceled that. So
I once played around when I was in college, and we're racing daylight. And
this is your story. Here
one
it is.
Of my best rounds ever. I was even par going into the last hole.
Pitch black.
It was at Vista Valley, now the Havens Country Club up there in Northern Vista. But we got to the 18th tee, and I couldn't see anything. But I had to finish. I had a chance to shoot even par. And even back then, that was very rare for me. Tough course.
That's very rare for everybody.
Very rare for everybody. So I'm saying, we're finishing. Hit my first shot. Can't ever find it. It's just dark.
Remember that day?
So dark.
Paulie, were you there that day?
Put me down for a double bogey and a 74.
Were you there that day we played in the fog that you couldn't see 3 feet? I think it was me, you, Foster. It was like Scotland.
Oh, yeah, the first nine holes.
But the funniest thing was, every ball I hit was gorgeous. Yeah. I was like, oh, that felt good. It was almost like if you took the course out of it, I couldn't get domed out. I just put the swing on it. It was like, I'd walk and be like, it should be around here. Oh, my God, here it is, middle of the fairway.
Golf is a game of the mind.
It's literally.
It's a game of the mind.
It's almost like if you blindfolded me, I think I'd play better. It was wild. Paulie, what about you? What are you guys doing?
We're just laying low through this weather, and I got to watch. I will be finishing All Her Fault this weekend.
Yes, yes, you should. Very good.
Pluribus.
All Your Fault is on
Peacock.
Peacock.
Pluribus, Apple TV.
Yep, new episode
that
dropped
one
last
just came
night.
Out. Yep, have got to see that one. Get caught up there. And
all right, Monday, huge announcement on the Ben and Woods Show.
Yep.
Let's just do it right on the shoot. Six.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, we'll do it twice on Monday.
All right, well, sounds
like
we're
back now.
Back
literally,
on for
like
Braden.
Within the
congratulations.
Last 2 minutes.
Good luck the rest of the day. We will talk to you Monday morning at 6 a.m. For Paulie Rindle, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Thanks for bearing with us on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.